that. As a part of their professional development, seminarians are encouraged to devise a working model for pastoral ministry. The intention is that this be a continuing process as long as the Lord of the church permits them to serve in his vineyard. The New Testament lesson for the day, particularly verses 9 through 12, invites pastors and pastors-to-be to compare their working models for pastoral ministry with the example provided by the Apostle Paul. Two questions suggest themselves. How did Paul understand his role as God's messenger? And what message did Paul proclaim? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, the Apostle Paul, in the Greek, uses three verbs and three adverbs to convey his understanding of his role as God's messenger. Through the gospel which Paul had proclaimed, the Holy Spirit had worked faith and new life in the believers in Thessalonica. The Apostle Paul considered himself their spiritual father. Paul reminds them that as their spiritual father, he had appealed to them. That is, he had exhorted them. He had spoken to them in a friendly manner. He had encouraged them. That is, he had comforted, consoled, and cheered them up. Paul also had implored them or solemnly charged them. Today we would say that St. Paul dealt with the Thessalonian Christians in a loving, evangelical, and pastoral manner. It is evident that the Apostle Paul knew his people and their spiritual needs. Because he wanted to make it clear that the gospel is free, that it cannot be earned by good works of any kind, he took no salary, but worked at an occupation by which he could pay his own expenses. Paul also knew that while he could do nothing to add to the power of the gospel, he could detract from it. He could cancel out his own witness to the gospel he proclaimed by what he did or did not do. The apostle indicates that he acted piously or devoutly, justly or correctly, and blamelessly. Paul is, of course, here not claiming that he was without sin. Rather, he is pointing out that he consciously attempted to work with the Holy Spirit, that nothing in his life might prove a stumbling block for other believers. The message that St. Paul considered worth proclaiming is referred to in our text and the New Testament lesson for the day as the gospel of God. Paul did not proclaim his own ideas or proclaim himself. He proclaimed God's gospel. Elsewhere in the epistle, we read the contents of this gospel of God. The gospel of God points to God's Son, whom he raised from the dead. That is Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Paul reminds his readers that God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. God, who initially calls people to faith and newness of life through his gospel, daily repeats this call through word and sacrament. As St. Paul writes, God calls you into his own kingdom and glory.